Well, we're speaking this morning to Annabel Wilkinson. Hello, Annabel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. You're down in Southampton.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Now Annabel, I'm phoning in connection with the Wilberforce Academy, and it may be that those listening to this interview will know a little about that, but you've been through the Wilberforce Academy last year.
I have. I was actually involved in the first ever Wilberforce Academy, so it was a bit of a pioneering week for all of us involved, but absolutely phenomenal. I can't recommend it enough.
Well, before we get into the detail of that, perhaps you could tell us what exactly the Wilberforce Academy is about.
Of course. The Wilberforce Academy was run by Christian Concern in association with the Alliance Defence Fund, who are an American association of Christians concerned with family values and encouraging Christian values to remain in the United States and in the United Kingdom, where really, in the political situation we've got at the moment, a lot of solid Christian and biblical values are being challenged, and we want to make sure that we're training up young lawyers, young politicians, young journalists to be involved in sticking up for what we believe in and for maintaining those biblical values in a very difficult world.
So it seemed that the Christians who would look to go on into careers in the areas you talked about, media, politics, legislation and so on, to bring Christian values into their sphere of operations.
Absolutely, yes. So we're looking to train up people who are perhaps going to be in Westminster or travelling globally, speaking at conferences, writing for local papers or national media, Christian voices that are going to deliver truths to our nation.
Now, you're training to become a barrister, is that correct?
Yes, that's what I'd like to be doing, and that's what I think God would like me to be doing. So.
Indeed, yeah. But one doesn't have to be training for a barrister to apply for that place in the academy.
No, of course not. Even if you don't know what you want to be doing, if you think God's beginning to talk to you about things, or you've had a firm vision or a firm voice from him, it doesn't matter. If you're a young person interested in knowing more about politics, more about the law, more about controversial issues to do with secularism, Islam, challenges to biblical truths, then the Wilberforce will be a phenomenal week for you.
Great. So it is a week?
It's, I think it was a Monday to Friday, yes.
And what happens during that week?
In that week, wow, it's intense, it's full on, you're challenged to the core, but it's absolutely imperative if you want to go into this this sort of career. We had lectures from some amazing speakers, some who came over from America, some more local, some barristers, some lawyers who've dealt with a lot of the controversial cases you all have seen in the papers over the past year or two, a politician, people addressing issues like the growing face of Islam, Christian, the mosque building, all sorts of things you never even consider, that actually is being changed and shaped by the way our country's developing, and also a very brief lecture on how bills are made, how to lobby MPs, just ground root stuff that even if you know you don't want to be going on and addressing those big issues in a career, that actually you can be doing stuff just in your local constituency or at home.
Mm. And how many participated in the week?
I believe it was about 80.
80 people?
80 people.
Yes. And you applied presumably at this time of year last year?
Yes, about this time last year I got an email from Christian Concern and knew that it sounded exciting, and I didn't quite know what it would entail, especially as it was the first one.
So, coming to the academy, first one, as you mentioned, Annabel, unsure perhaps of exactly what it would entail, how did you go away from the experience?
Oh, wow. Well, it's definitely been a real stepping stone, both in my faith and in my career ideas. I didn't know what to expect at all, and I've walked away with so many lifelong friends that I've kept in touch with since. We meet up regularly, we pray, we go to law events or meet up for reunions with other Wilberforces, and that is a real encouragement to have people going through the same questions about their careers, the same worries about the state of the nation, and to support and challenge one another on things. And as well as that, I had a firm foundation of biblical truth to go back into my university, into classes where things were being said that I didn't believe, but now I actually had something to stand on and to point to and to say, this is truth, this is what I believe, and this is why, rather than just a strange conviction that I wasn't able to vocalise.
So it's given you focus, confidence?
Absolutely, yeah, all of those things. And I learnt a lot over that week. God was really talking to me about David and Goliath and looking at callings particularly, and I really had on my heart that it doesn't matter how much like a jar of clay we might feel or how small, he puts the right weapons and the right tools in our hands to achieve great, great things. And I think all of us came away with that message that callings can feel particularly daunting, especially at the beginning where you're just getting snippets of God's intentions, but eventually it's going to be an exciting time.
And of course it'll be a great networking opportunity.
Yeah, I met some of the most fantastic people in my life, I really mean that. If people are in doubt as to whether or not they'll enjoy the week, I can promise that there will be some absolutely wonderful people that really have the presence of God on them, and it was an honour to just be sitting next to them and eating meals with them and in fellowship with all of those people.
So for anyone listening to this and looking to bring influence into their domain and speak up for the faith, you would encourage them to apply?
Absolutely, yeah. It was one of the most amazing, phenomenal weeks of my life, and it might sound cliched, but that's the truth.
Well, thank you very much, Annabelle, for sharing all that with us. Trust that the Lord will guide you and use the experience to his glory. And wish you well for the future.
Thank you.